Let us pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
So our sermon series for the next 4 weeks, I should say we're in week two of the 4 weeks, is Wake Up Call. And the first one that we talked about was Wake Up Call When? What time are we setting our wake up call for when Jesus comes again? And we were told that we don't know, right? Nobody knows. Only God knows. Jesus doesn't even know when Jesus will be returning. But what we do know is that Jesus will be coming again. And that's enough for us, isn't it? It's okay. So today, our wake up call is repent. Oh, isn't that a great one for the second Sunday in Advent? Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? As a matter of fact, I asked Carl if he would change the title of the sermon this morning. And I'm actually going to let you name the sermon because I have actually an interesting name and want to see if you agree with me. So our wake-up call this morning is repent. The question is how? So now, in order to understand our wake-up call story this morning, we need to understand something about John the Baptist. Now, there was something very unique about John the Baptist. First, I want to let you know that he dressed in, what did we hear? We know this, right? Camel's hair. For some of us, we know this. Camel's hair, wore a leather belt. How did he eat? He ate honey, locusts, right, bugs, things like that. Oh, and by the way, if he dressed in camel's hair and he had a leather belt and he probably ate these things that, bugs, things like that, how do you think he smelled? Exactly. Exactly. But what's interesting is that we might not make the connection, but the Jewish people totally made the connection, was that John the Baptist dressed exactly the same way as one of their prophets had dressed. And that prophet is Elijah. It is the exact same way as one of the prophets of old. And the prophets are God's messengers. They speak God's word. Now, Malachi, who was the very last prophet, foretold of the return of Elijah. And he also foretold that Elijah was going to point to things that would happen. So, now think about this story. There has been 400 years of silence. No prophet has spoken, which means that God has not spoken to the people for 400 years. Our country isn't even 400 years old. That's a very long time for there to be silence. And then the people hear about a man who is dressed in camel's hair, who has a belt, who eats a belt made of leather, who eats locusts and honey. And what do you think as they hear the very final words that are spoken by the prophet Malachi? And Elijah will come again. So they're thinking this is Elijah out in the wilderness. And everybody comes. Everybody. I mean, it says all over Judea, they all come because they're like, God is speaking to us again. And so they all come. And what does John tell them? Oh, well, let's see. We're going to pretend that John the Baptist is giving a wake-up call this morning to someone named Sandy. Are you ready for this? Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Good morning. This is John the Baptist, and here is your wake-up call. Repent. John the Baptist, and this is your wake-up call. Repent. Okay. First of all, I didn't ask for a wake-up call, so I just want to tell you that. Well, you're going to get it anyway, because you need it. And here it is. repent. Okay, I have repented. I just want to let you know I have repented. You see, I know that I've done a lot of things that were wrong, and I have felt very badly about them. I've apologized to people for them. I have felt very guilty, and thank you very much. You have just reminded me of just how bad I am. Repent. Well, I have. I mean, I've asked for forgiveness. I've spent a long time agonizing over everything that I have done wrong. So I just want to say thanks for bringing it up again. Repent. Okay, I get it, okay. So I have repented. You see, I'm still not doing the same things that I used to do, John. I mean, I used to, you know what I used to do, John. I used to run with a bad crowd. I was really, really nasty to my friends. Yeah, I'll admit it, I stole, I lied to my family, I lost my job. I mean, I have turned my life around. I don't do those things anymore. I'm on the straight and narrow. Repent. That was Sandy. That scream was Sandy. She's like, really? Okay, so maybe you're not hearing this, John. Oh, wait, okay, let me add to what I just said. So I'm a disciple now. I'm a disciple of Christ. I read the Bible every day. As a matter of fact, I can quote you quite a number of verses. I pray. I go to church on Sunday. It's got to count for something. Oh, and I tithe. Well, yeah, I tithe. Well, okay, I'm not quite there at the full 10% yet, but I'm working my way up. So is that what this is about? Repent. I have. I am repenting. Stop saying repent. Absolutely. So here's my question for you, John. How? If everything that I just told you isn't enough, how am I supposed to repent? And that's the question that we all have. You see, it's not just feeling badly about the things that you've done and feeling guilty in it. It's not just the apologizing. It's not just the turning around. It's not just engaging in faith practices. No, those are all extremely important. But it goes further than that. How do we repent? We do this by seeing things differently. We do this by seeing people differently. We see things and issues and people as God would see them. Okay, Sandy, I'm still on the line. I have an answer for you. Okay, what is it? Produce good fruit. Good fruit. I have. Sandy, I've seen your Facebook page. Click. Produce good fruit. What is good fruit? Good fruit in Matthew's gospel is righteous living. Most of Matthew's gospel is spent on the Sermon on the Mount and the way in which we are to live. As a matter of fact, when the time comes and we hear the Sermon on the Mount, that is the very first set of instructions that Jesus gives to the disciples that he's called. He has said that we are to be peacemakers. We are to hunger and thirst for righteousness. We are to be merciful. Notice what's there. We are to produce. We are to be, we are to do, we are to live. To live as peacemakers. We are to be merciful, and we are to hunger and thirst and do justice. That's righteous living. It's righteous living for the other. I don't know how the Jewish people were able to do it without having a Messiah, Jesus Christ. Because you know something, on our own, we cannot do this. But through Jesus Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can do this. Because we can't do this on our own. Righteous living for the other, actually being the peacemaker, actually calling for and standing up for justice. You and I, we have been baptized not into repentance, but we are baptized and given the gift of the Holy Spirit and the fire which burns in us and really burns out all the chaff that's in us, the things that are not good in us. We are a work in progress. One of the most beautiful things for me to do when I baptize a child, an adult, whoever it may be, is to pour that water and say those words. I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then to take the chrism oil and mark the sign of the cross on that person's forehead, that child of God, telling them, calling them by name, you are a beloved child of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. You see, we have no excuse because we have the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have the power to do this through that gift. This Advent season, as we await the birth of Christ and in his coming again, we, each of us this morning, receive a wake-up call. We are in different journeys on our stages of repentance, and all of them are critical, and all of them are important. We are called to repent and live the life of righteousness that God has chosen us to live, but not only chosen us, but given us exactly what we need to live that life of righteousness in Christ. This week, I'm going to invite you to review your life in Christ. In what areas do you need to repent? In what areas do you need to begin anew and live a life that produces good fruit? So here's what I was thinking of calling this sermon. And I want you to dwell on this one. I've seen your Facebook page, or repent. And I say I've seen your Facebook page because it's just the way, not all of us communicate that way, but it speaks to the way in which we may be communicating what it is that we believe and how we live. So I want you to think about that and let me know your thoughts. Should I keep it wake up call repent? Or should I make it wake up call I've seen your Facebook page? But here's what we know. We are given a wake-up call this morning. We are God's beloved children. And in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have new lives that start right now. Live into that beautiful life as we wait for the coming of Christ again. Amen.